This is the Pete and Sebastian Show with Pete Corielli and Sebastian Maniscalco.
Jimmy from Boston. Best. As we learned in past casts, you are cursed with a minuscule size 9 foot. Now you're telling us you're up over 200 pounds? No wonder you can't run up a hill, kid. Shit, I'm surprised you can stand at all with those tiny tic-tac-toes you got there below your ankle. Later.
Pete and Sebastian Show, we are back. How you doing, Sebastian Maniscalco? I'm feeling good, bro. Hip feels good. Ready to have some fun. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. We're coming off of Father's Day here. I had a Father's Day weekend. I got to tell you, Lana really, really did it up after my Mother's Day debacle and not really getting my wife anything for Mother's Day other than a haphazard card that the kids made. She came to the... It was a food-themed weekend, and it started on Friday.
Wow.
And Friday, she bought some caviar. I like caviar. So she bought a tin, had some Bellinis, creme fraiche. The next day, I love bagels. She got New York City bagels flown in from Gold Belly with beautiful lox, some liver spread, cream cheese, the whole deal, right?
Right, right. Hey, can I interrupt you? Yeah. Are you going doing the whole food monologue first, and then I got to make notes?
No, interrupt as you wish, man.
Well, first of all, with the caviar, is this an acquired thing now, or has this been going on for a while? And is it a specific type of fish, the egg of, or just any fish egg?
It's whale eggs.
Whale eggs?
Yeah.
Each little nugget.
Yeah, a whale, I think, has a lot of eggs in the pouch.
Right,
it's
right.
It's like taking the eggs out of a fertile woman.
Now, is this a problem with environmentalists by any chance? Like, there's a smaller whale population because of caviar. Or there's no sweat with that.
I know that
right,
beluga.
Look, I'm not picking sides. I'll tell you that fucking ahead of time.
I don't really think about endangered species while I'm knocking this down. But I think there's a shortage, and this actually happened when I was working at the Four Seasons. Beluga caviar, I don't think you could get it anymore in the United States. Russia, they're probably selling it on the street.
Oh, yeah. But it comes with a fucking ounce of cocaine. By the way, is that a type of whale, beluga?
Lou? Oh, sorry. We don't have Lou anymore.
Fucking... Where are you going, guy? God damn.
What's this guy's name? Hank?
Hank. We barely met him, and then we got into pandemic situation, and now we don't even know the fucking guy.
So, Hank, put that belugia in the library for words mispronounced. It's beluga. And what did you ask?
I was asking, is that a type of whale?
Beluga whales, yeah.
Oh, well, wait, I didn't know your whales. Oh, okay, so you got, all right, I hear you though, man. By the time, if it makes it to your table, it's not your problem. You know what I mean? If you don't want me eating it, then it shouldn't be able to get here. That's how I feel about it.
Hey, listen, if I like it, it's good, I'm eating it. That's just the way it is, all right, man?
Now, these bagels, do they fly in a bunch of the bagels, and then you go someplace or you place an order someplace in L.A., and you pick him up. It was Lana literally got to call the police in New York and be like, here's my address. I need a dozen. Is it a baker's dozen? If it is, throw in a fucking cinnamon raisin. All right, go ahead.
Good question. There's a company called Gold Belly. Yeah. Where if you want Lou Malnati's pizza from Chicago, yeah, go on goldbelly.com and you could get it flown to your doorstep and you're eating Lou Malnati's pizza within 3 days. All right.
Oh, okay. This just sounds like one of them food things like what got me for Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay.
So any favorite food in each city, you could basically have delivered to your doorstep through Gold Belly. Now,
all right,
I forget the name of the bagel company in New York that she got these bagels from, but they ship 12 dozen. They ship everything in a box. You open up the box. Next thing you're having a New York City bagel right outside your patio in Los Angeles. So. Yeah.
Nice. It's a nice.
Pretty cool sight. And then last night, I like Crab Claws. She got Joe's Crab Claws from Joe's, which is a restaurant. It's a chain, actually. There's one in Chicago. I think there's one in Las Vegas as well, and a few others are peppered across the country. So she got some Crab Claws. Now,
yeah,
aside from all that, the best thing about the gift is I woke up yesterday morning, and in the kitchen, on a clothesline, strewn across the kitchen, were about, I don't know, 80 pictures on clothespins of myself and the family.
Ah, oh, nice.
So it was beautiful. And then she got me a robe and slippers.
Wow.
The whole thing.
It's fucking Christmas? Holy shit. Nice.
It was a beautiful Father's Day. But.
Yeah.
There's one thing we did yesterday that right. I want to bring up here on the cast.
All right.
And I think you've done this. As a matter of fact, I know you've done this. Yesterday, we went to the farmer's market. Just myself, Serafina, and my wife. We left Caruso behind because he was napping. On the way to the farmer's market, I had an idea. I said, why don't we pick up 5 pizzas and bring it to the local fire department and say Happy Father's Day?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, you know we've had a problem with fires, right?
Yeah.
So.
Good point, bro. Good point.
My visit to the fire station was also a couple of ulterior motives. One was, let's introduce ourselves, so just in case there's a fire, they start at my house.
I feel like every pie you deliver is an extra 10 seconds faster. They're going to get to your fucking house when there's a fire guy. I'm telling you. They come once a year to me and donate. They give you that look like if you don't donate, your house will be burning down sometime in January. But, yeah, nice call. It's weird when you go to the firehouse, though, right? You walk up, you feel like that shit's just going to open up, and you're going to get run over by a fucking truck backing out for a fire. Go, what are you doing walking out of the day? All right, where we at?
I haven't been to a firehouse. Right. Well, I actually was at a firehouse in New York City. I don't know, say it's 3 or 4 years ago, but the doors were open and they were kind of cleaning the rig.
Yeah.
But the doors were shut and I had to go up to the door and ring the bell.
Right. Maybe they're sleeping. They're like, guy, we sleep when we can. What the fuck are you trick or treating? Right. But do you call 911, say this isn't a fire, but can you tell the fireman I'm about to knock on the door? I don't want to wake anybody up. Right? What's the fascinating? You got the pies? You got 5 pies in your hand?
5 margarita pizzas from Pisana. This isn't like Domino's. This is like the best pizza place in town. All right?
Yeah.
I got 5 pies. I got my daughter. I got my wife. We ring the bell and nothing. No one's coming out. So we do a full lap around the firehouse to see maybe, you know, it's fenced off, but there's a basketball court back there. Maybe, maybe I see a basketball fly up in the air. Like, hey,
yeah,
guys,
yeah.
I ain't seeing anything.
That's funny. I always see that empty hoop. I never see the fireman shooting hoops. You know what I mean? You know? Now, are you when you're doing this perimeter walk, are you carrying the five pies or are you protecting?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. There we go. All right.
So we did the lap and like, all right. And then I even did one of these. I went up to the garage because it has like blacked out glass. But if you go up,
yeah,
you put your hand there, you could see in and the trucks are there. So right. I'm like, all right. I left.
Back, did you leave the pies with a note?
No. I took the pies.
Yeah.
And Lana says, you know, there's a firehouse actually closer to our house. You just remembered. I said, oh yeah, let's do that. It's right down the street.
Right.
So we go up with the pies to the second firehouse. We park the car. Ring the bell. Guy comes out.
Nice.
Can I help you? I said, yeah. Whoa.
Were those exact words? May I help you?
Yeah.
That's aggressive, right? Instead of, hey, how you doing? May I help you means you better have a fucking legitimate reason for me knocking on this motherfucking door. That's how I feel. All right, take it from may I help you. Oh shit.
Older guy, say maybe 55, comes to the door and I said, yeah, you know, we just moved into the neighborhood and we just wanted to drop off some pizzas for Father's Day and thank you for all your hard work. I just want to introduce myself and Maniscalco family. And then as I'm saying this, another guy comes out, taller guy, kind of built, probably in his mid-40s. How you doing? I said, yeah, just telling your buddy here that we're, you know, just new to the neighborhood, getting to know our surroundings. Just wanted to come by and wish you guys a happy Father's Day. Oh, thank you. I said, how's it going? He goes, yeah, well, you know. Then this guy starts on a rant about fire, right?
Nice. You didn't even have to wet the whistle, huh?
Well, I didn't want a whole education on how fire moves. He goes, yeah, you know, we've had some problems down on Moore Park because if Moore Park catches, that shit's gonna come up north really quick. So what we're trying to do, I go, okay, I don't need to know what you guys are doing. I just need to know when this thing starts. You gotta come to my house,
right? That's it, man. Although, you know, as you're walking out with your neighbors, one of them's probably rolling up with a Bentley with the keys dangling in his hand. You know, you and your five pies, they're not even going to do a drive-by to your house when the shit hits the fan. Right? I mean, I don't know. He's telling you the way fire burns to let you know that the shit is so out of control where you live. You got to educate yourself because there's a good chance you're going to be running down the side of a mountain with your family. What the fuck?
So the main reason I was there,
yeah,
was to get Serafina on the fire truck. Right? Just for them to show. I've heard these stories many a time, specifically from my buddy John, who lives in Texas, that he's gone to the firehouse with his kids, and they put him on the fire. They put him in the driver's seat. They read the horn, the whole thing,
I
right?
Say to you, I told you that. If the garage door's open, we go up. The guy's like, anytime, hop in.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So, no pies even, by the way.
Yeah, no pies. Pilots. And you're on the rig. I got five margarita pizzas in my... Right? Now, a third guy comes up, and he goes, hey, it's your new comedian? I said, yeah. He said, oh, man, really funny seeing you. That another guy comes up. I said, hey, what's going on? So the conversation is kind of dwindling. You know, it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
So I go, what's your guys' names? This. All right, well, nice to meet you guys. He goes, listen, you know, anytime you guys are in the neighborhood, we don't get a lot of foot traffic, but come on, you know, come over. We'll take out the rig. And I'm like, we're here. Take it out. You know, like,
whoa.
The fuck are we waiting on?
Well, I'm thinking, is he saying take out the rig like he's going to take it a step further, take your kid for a ride?
No, take it out of the garage.
Oh, right. So,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, now's good, guy. Now would be good.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm thinking, shit, did maybe they lost a firefighter yesterday in a fire and their mourning is death. But, like, if you got a kid and a family, they're bringing you pizza, don't you go, come on. They're treating me like a Jehovah's Witness. They're not letting me in the door. Right? They got half of the door cracked.
Maybe they're having all their family over for a Father's Day thing going on inside. Who knows, right? I don't know. But you don't even need the rig brought out. Just let us check it out in the garage.
Whatever, a dog. Don't you have a dog?
No, that's
we could pet?
You'd be surprised. I haven't seen a Dalmatian in a fire department in my entire life. Have you ever seen one? I've never seen a spotted dog on a fucking fire engine. Not even in a parade. Fuck.
Oh, God. Okay. So.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I can't believe it. I'm like, I threw this one out. I go, I got a son. He's one, you know, he's a little too young yet, but, you know, bring him by. I'm like, get a hose out, something.
Is Caruso right next to you when you're saying this?
No, he was not even with us. He was
sleeping. Right.
I was telling him, I said, I got a son, and they were like, bring him by. And I go, I think I got the daughter.
By the way, did you go 5 margaritas? You didn't mix it up at all?
I didn't want to mix it up. And let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, in a fire zone, how many firefighters do you think are at the firehouse at one time?
Well, I don't know what a fire zone consists of, but I would say between 5 to 9. Maybe I'd say 8. 8 is my guess.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought 15 to 20. That's what I thought. I thought. Wow. Yeah. You ever watch the series with Dennis Leary? Rescue Me.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck. They look like those 30 people deep in that fire station.
Well, that's New York City, man. That's like Chicago. You're talking about major sky rises. That's a whole different thing. I feel like in L.A., it's more like we just need a lot of guys to look out for these things, but they're usually small enough that we only need like 8 guys to put that shit out. You know, that's me. I don't know. I don't know pies. I didn't bring the pies and get the fucking lecture.
Well, just to give you an idea of where this fire station is, it's literally right where the fire took place, where I had to run up the hill. They're right next to it. So they're in a fire zone. There's 4 guys there. Okay.
4. You were just saying, like, 2 came out, then 2 more came out.
Yeah, that's it. I had the whole firehouse in the, and I thought as I was leaving, I go, okay, maybe there's some guys sleeping.
Right.
Because one guy made a comment when he saw the pizza. He's like, Jesus, 5 pizza, that's a lot. So I'm thinking to myself, you don't got anybody else in this thing?
What?
The whole crew is in the hallway?
That's
talking to me?
That's insane. That's a little light. I mean, when you were buying 5 pizzas, you did not think you were buying a pie and 2 extra slices per guy. Look at me doing math like I'm Jewish, just rattling that shit out like I'm Chen or something.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So,
I get in the car.
Right.
And this fire station literally sits on top of a mountain. And it's got a view of the ocean. It's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Because I went to go pull out, and there's like a do not enter sign right there where you could actually, I guess, where they park their cars, the guys. And I'm going towards it, and Lana's like, what are you doing? I go, I'm going to just turn around in their parking lot. It says do not enter. I go, do not enter. I gave them 5 pies.
You can park there, guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go home.
Right.
2 hours later, I get a notification on my Instagram that somebody tagged me in a photo. So I look at it. It's the fire department Instagram page.
Uh-huh.
They post a photo, and underneath the photo, they say, thanks to Sebastian for bringing over pizza. I look at the photo. It's the 4 guys with the pizzas in front of the fire truck that they pulled out for the picture.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
That's fantastic.
My pizza's got the fire truck to come out. And I'm like, look at this shit. At that show line, I go, the fuck? They took the, they took a photo with my pizzas.
They probably looked at each other. Whoever said, listen, let us know. We'll pull out the truck, you know? After you left, the other guys probably said to him, Tommy, way to keep hitting them with, like, the next time we'll pull out the truck. The kid would have been on all afternoon. Good call, good call. Well, that's good because I thought you were going to tell me that it was something showing the, your license plate going, look out for this guy who went down the driveway he wasn't supposed to hear.
No.
Nice, bro. That, listen, you are on their radar. You know what they did after they did that Instagram post? They said, or even after you left, one of them said, well, which one? Is he? Yeah, he said the other one. Oh, that one. Oh, okay, yeah. No, I know that. Already making a mental note, guy. Fucking smoke appears. Who gave me pizza? That guy. Boom. I don't know. I thought pizza would be enough, but if they're posting it on Instagram, that sounds like one of those TV shows, like a Baywatch version of being a fireman with this view you're telling me about. It sounds beautiful up there.
I mean, after leaving there, I'm like, you guys need, are you guys hiring? I was ready to jump in.
They must give that post to guys that, like, saved other firemen's lives in a fire. When they come out with the guy on the shoulder, they're like, you're going up the hill. You're going up the hill. Yep. Get out of here, fool. Man. Anyway.
Oh, so.
They look, like they could get, look in shape, man. Look like they could take care of your mountain for you.
Well, one guy, the captain, was in shape. The other two were, you know, the older guy was a little small and scrawny. I think he might have been a lifer, maybe is kind of looking at retiring. But I mean, I told him where I live. I mean, I give him the address, but I told him the vicinity, and they know where it is. I think I got to make another visit, and I'm thinking maybe I come with a check next time.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea, but is it a donation to the firehouse? I'm sure they got great situation going already, or do you just outright come and give out hungies all around?
No, I'm just like, here guys, you know, like, or put this in the, whatever, the relief fund for somebody. Mm-hmm. No?
I'm thinking cash. I'm thinking straight up cash.
Well, you just come out during Christmas time and you just give envelopes out?
I don't even know if you just go, listen, I think you go up there in like mid-July and go, I get so tied up during Christmas time, I forget things. I'm banging them out now. Hey, guys, boom. Just give each guy like $300. Forget. What I want to know before you give any money, next time you do have a conversation with one of these guys, in a humble sort of a joking around way, you should say, I know we got a lot of different kinds of stars up and around here and all. I'm just wondering, you know, if a fire broke out, like, everywhere around here, is there a pecking order? And where am I on that? Where are you pecking me? Am I at the bottom of that? Or?
Well, no, I would like to know. I go, listen, in the last 6 months, have you had anybody come up here with any offerings?
Yeah.
Like, if he goes, oh, yeah, no, The Rock was up here. He dropped off, $10,000.
Right, right.
And told us, you know, to have a 4th of July party on him.
Shit, if that's the case, they got to fire him and just stand next to The Rock's house with a fucking hose 24 hours like this. That's what The Rock is getting. Bro, you need to get a giant water tank put into your property with a fire hydrant and just hire your own two guys 24/7. You, one is on, one's off. Like how you have a lawn service, you have your own personal fire department. They work for you and they're not gonna go fucking next door and save so and so's house. They're only my guys. Go ahead.
I have a fire hydrant on the property.
Wow. Is that just by luck? It came with it. Right. Oh, man.
I'm thinking of buying my own fire hose and just hooking it up to the hydrant. I'll fight the fire. Until they come. No.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Maybe you could get some sort of a T adaption, so you could have one section going, so when they come, you could be like, I started. There's a hookup for you.
Or I could just do a handoff and go, yeah, I got the living room.
You don't want to redo what I did. You'd just be fucking re-soaking. We're good over here. Can you imagine if you really did have your own and you already put it out, so they're coming down and you're doing the wave? Go to the next block. I got this. Now, what's going to happen? That's just a decoration. Let's be honest, bro. All right? It's city property. You're not going to hook up to that shit. What you need to do is see if you can bring in your own plumber off the fucking racket, off the grid, and be like, is there a way to dig into my backyard, tap into that hydrant? So in my backyard, I have my own hookup. So they don't even know in the front yard that I'm spraying the whole fucking back of the mountain in the backyard, right?
No, listen. Yeah. You bring up a good point. First of all, it's a working fire hydrant. It's on the property because it's just, it makes sense, number one.
Right.
Number two, can you hire, can I go back to the fireplace and go, listen, is there anybody I could hire here to personally fight the fire at my house just in case shit goes down? Let's say it's Tuesday.
Right.
The guys got off. My guys got off. Fire breaks out. And it's his day off.
What do you mean, your guy?
I hire a personal firefighter.
You got a three-team guys. You have one guy on all times. At all times, bro. It's kind of cash.
Wait. You're just saying
that. How great does that sound? That sounds cooler than saying you have a fucking private jet. You're like, bro, I got my own fire department. What? I got three dudes. Ted, Bill, and Karen. You got to have a chick. Who are we kidding? And they work out the schedule. They have a room at my house, you know, on the grounds. It's for the fire person. And there is always somebody sleeping in there. And when they're awake, they're looking out over the mountain with binoculars. Just watching for a fire. All you got to do is match the salary they're getting around the bend anyway.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want them living on the property, but I want, like, hey, we... Listen, can you imagine if what happened to me last week and I'm at the bottom of the hill, right?
Yeah.
And they said there's a fire, and I calmly go, oh, let me just call my fire department. They'll be over in 2 minutes.
Right.
And I don't have to run up the hill. They're just there. I'll buy the hoses. I'll buy the oxygen tank. I'll buy the helmets. I'll buy whatever they got.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, by the way, your team is going to be so good. Your team is going to be calling the fire department saying, it's already out. We put it out. Don't even come. Right? Unis, the uniforms, the whole thing, man. That's, you know, if not that, at least lookout. Just a lookout. That's what your whole neighborhood seems to need to chip in for, a tower, and just collectively the whole neighborhood chips in for a guy to be up there with a
step ahead of you.
Right.
I'm gonna put two infrared heat cameras detecting heat, and I'm pointing them out into the mountain area where the brush is, so God forbid while we're sleeping this thing detects heat and gives you a notification that if a fire starts, it goes right to your iPhone and it tells you there's a heat notification about a mile away.
Whoa, what does it do? Just like a wave back and forth constantly?
It's just, it's a camera that has, you know, that beams out, and it just basically detects heat.
Any kind of heat? Like,
it could detect human body heat.
Human body
heat. But most, there's no humans coming up that mountain, believe me.
Well, if they were, you know they're Italian, because it'd be like something's coming up the hill at 99.7 degrees. It's got to be a hot-blooded Italian. So, but like it'll point out a wild cougar or a mountain lion, anything, right? But it's only...
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's unbelievable, man. That's
So that's where I'm going. Hey, well, after this last two incidents, I gotta equip myself with the fire department.
But isn't this not even fire season? Or is it fire season?
I don't know exactly when it starts, but it's dry and there's no rain. So anytime that's happening, it's ripe for a kindling.
Well, isn't that interesting? Like, you know, has there been talk of the whole town chipping in for like 20 helicopters to do a drive-by and just dump water?
That's another thing. You're on your own here. It's not like you call up your neighbors and you go, hey, you want to pitch in on a helicopter? You have to be responsible for your own property. If that's getting your own personal fire department or getting a helicopter that comes in with a boatload of water, just dumps it on your house.
You're not calling up going, so I did the numbers for the helicopters. It's going to come out to this much each if we all chip in. That's an edit, by the way, right? I don't know if you mentioned that person's name on the one in the past or if you just told me.
I don't know if I did.
Sorry.
That's okay.
All right.
Could you imagine you sitting there and the whole neighborhood's on fire, right?
Yeah.
And a helicopter comes in with water, and it just goes over my house, and then leaves, and the rest of the neighbors are going, what the hell is that? And I go, I asked you guys if you wanted to chip in.
The most awkward part, you're looking at them going, hey, he's coming back. He's doing scoop ups in the Pacific Ocean, man. They have a machine that does that. It scoops up ocean water, bro.
Yeah.
You go, I paid him for 20 drops. Oh, shit, man. They got to do something about that shit, man.
These guys are gold when it comes to saving people's lives and protecting their property. They want to smoke. They want to jerk off. They want to shove potato chips up their ass. I don't give a shit. As long as they keep getting on that rig and going out the door and saving lives, I'll back them up. Now get out of my goddamn quarters.
We got to witness this.
The Pete and Sebastian Show.
I had a great Father's Day too, man. But before I get into that, I gotta ask you. Hanging out with Jackie late night last night, Father's Day night. Like I said, had a great day with my wife and daughter. Rocky Balboa, the film. Did you ever see this thing?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know it existed, you know. So you got that going. But anyway. You got to tell me how it ended. I almost got to the end. I didn't get quite to the end, but it was not that great. Of course, we all know. But I wanted to bring up Italian take. This is the one where it starts out. Adrian had passed away, right? Yeah. And there was a lot of rough Stallone monologues in this thing. But anyway, nevertheless, he goes to see her at the grave. He brings his own folding chair. What is your take on bringing your own chair to hang out at the tombstone? I mean, even if I was dead, I'd be like, guy, get the fucking chair out of here. You're white trashing up my whole situation. It was a nice fold chair where you couldn't, you know, like, so it was only just a little round for your for your behind. And it was, so it was classy, easy to carry, not making a big scene. But nevertheless, you think you could do that? You think that's allowed?
First of all, not only do I love the idea of bringing your own furniture to the cemetery, but I'd go a step further and bring a small side table with a little cheese plate.
Oh, that's now now you got me thinking I should go to my grandfather's and bring a little espresso and a thermos and do a little hang. But are you any closer to the person? And if you just have that cheese plate in your backyard and think about them and look at photos? I don't know. I don't want to get philosophical here, but...
No, I mean, listen, I think, to go there, sit down at the site, and just share a little Parmesan with yourself. But I think the chair is a way to go. I mean, you don't know how long you're going to be there. What are you going to do, stand? What if you want to sit and talk to them or what have you? You whip the chair out, and I think that's it. I think he did it, though, more as a character choice because he was an older... Does he fight in this one?
Well, yeah, he owns a bar, and then he ends up, he's supposed to do an exhibition fight with this guy who's the current heavyweight champ because everyone saw a simulation fight on ESPN with those two.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I was thinking of Balboa, which is the one where Creed's son comes back.
No, isn't actually, that called Creed, right?
Creed, yeah.
That's supposed to be great. Stallone was nominated for that. That was the big bounce back from Rocky Balboa. Oh, boy. So I didn't see the end, though. What happens at the end? He fights the guy.
I couldn't even tell you.
You don't even know. I mean,
listen, you want to ask me about 1, 2, or 3, or 4? I'm in.
Yeah, that's like Star Wars. I stop at 3, right? Return of the Jedi. And the other, I'm right there with you, man. You're getting... But
three was good. Clubber Lang. That, and then 4 was what? The Russian. And then 5 was Tommy Gunn.
Yeah, that's right. Tommy Morrison, right? Isn't that his name?
Yeah, he died. Then,
wasn't that also Rocky's son in that one? His real son?
His real son was in it.
Yeah, he's a big jump of the shark on number 5.
You knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
No, in the ring, in the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring. Get out of here.
My ring's outside.
So we had, by the way, I meant to tell you, last week for Sadie's birthday, we have 4 girls sleep over. 4 girls, so it's 5 girls sleep over for the first time ever, slumber party at the Corielli house.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and first of all, I got Sadie a karaoke machine for her birthday. The first one I bought, it was broken, right? So we had to send it back. The next one comes, she's not home yet. I opened this thing up, dude. I was on this thing for like an hour and 15 minutes. I can't, you got to get yourself a karaoke machine.
If you like it, then you should put a ring on it.
If you want to put a ringer on it. If you want to put, you should put a foot.
Wait.
They all slept over, right? We had this whole karaoke party, and we did all this fun stuff. They had a blast. Great kids, right? So then we put them all. They're all going to sleep in Sadie's room. They all have mattresses, air mattresses, and sleeping bags. And you got, Jackie got a great photo. We got 5 kids all in sleeping bags laying out on the floor. I actually said to Jackie, check out that. Bro, it's such a good one. I go, look at the floor. It looks like a sidewalk in California. So, anyway, exhausted, though. You know, you're so tired. You're so tired, right? And like, you know, Jack, one of them had brought a flashlight. One of the kids brought a flashlight. One of the kids brought a book. Have you ever? Can you?
Wow.
That sounds like something you might do. I'm going to read, like, just something really adult, you know? Like, the kid's got a book because she says, if I can't sleep, I like to read. And she's got a flashlight. Right? I'm like, all right. So then they all want flashlights. All right, so you do all that. You're so tired. Next thing you know, right? It's like they all go to bed, and it's like 11 o'clock at night, and they've been there since 3 o'clock. And like I said, great kids. And they're all talking, and then you hear one getting a little upset. And then Sadie comes in and says, so-and-so's upset. She wants to talk to her mom, you know? And, oh, man, this is where women just got that thing that we don't have. Because then a Jackie gets up. And because I'm ready to roll over and be like, you got to be tough now. I don't know what the. But so Jackie goes in there, and one thing leads to another. Now every girl wants to call their mom and say goodnight before they go to bed because they're a little nervous, which is, you know, I get it. It's adorable. It's their first sleepover. But it's so funny, bro, how they all, not one of them goes, nah, mom or dad, either one, whoever you can get on the horn. You know, it's fucking mom. I need mom. Because dad will roll over and go, what do you want me to... You think I'm going to start the fucking car and drive across town to get you? You're going to wake up tomorrow in your own bed. You're going to be crying because they're all going to be eating pancakes and you chicken. That's how we would talk. But the moms are like, okay, are you going to be okay? Do you want us to go? I guess not. Oh, my. I could never be a mother. Holy shit. I'd be like, if this fucking phone rings again tonight, Sadie, if this phone rings again tonight, you'll never sleep in anywhere but your own bed until you're 18, all right? Because I ain't doing this shit twice. But they were great, though. They were great.
No worries about corona. You got five girls in one room. Is the virus not even in Fredonia?
Corona. I think we were mocking it, you know? Like, they'd hug each other and go, oh, you gave it to me. I gave it to you. The fuck, corona, bro? God, you got a better chance of getting smallpox. The fuck?
We're all going to die.
I'm to joke, people. Don't start tweeting me. Tell somebody in your life. Fuck. Yeah, I'm so proud of shit, right? Give me a fucking break. So,
oh, God.
So check this out. What's your take on this, right? I get an email last week, which is, I this is admirable, man. I'm digging this, right? I get an email from the new head coach of the men's basketball program at Fredonia State University. And he goes, says something along the lines of, you know, I know some of the alumni that played here, I wanted to reach out to. I really want to have a relationship with some of the guys that played here through the years. I know you're getting over hip surgery. I hope that's going good. So the guy did a little research on me. I respect that. And he ends up saying, I'm moving in July. And he tells me to block. He's moving in, right? I look out my window. It's my block. It's the house for sale across the street, right? Diagonally. So, by the way, the one right next to me where I was showing the girl, they had a girl. They bought that shit, bro! Yeah! The woman bought it. She's like, we move in late June. I can't wait for my daughter to meet your daughter. I'm like, not as much as me. Yeah. So anyway, right? The guy reaches out, nice guy, and I the coach, and I plan on responding. I hadn't gotten around to it yet, some stuff going on. So then he sends out another email yesterday. I read it this morning. And this one is not, it's to me and a few other guys that played there. And he's starting a program where guys that used to play at the school, he wants them to pair each player who plays at the school now up with an alumni. And they form a relationship that lasts throughout the season. And the player has to contact me, if I did it, like at least twice a month via email or phone call. Can't just be a text because he says, I want to teach them the importance of maintaining communication. And if it becomes something stronger and you want to be a mentor... I'm fucking dropping the ball with my own kid, man. Now you want me to, I quit. I was a junior. I was named captain, and I quit. So who the fuck am I going to mentor? Like, why'd you quit? I wanted to drink more beer and play hoops and interfere with drinking beer. So anyway, if you get that kind of call, like with your high school, to mentor one of the soccer players, you went on that?
Well, I mean, the way this is going to go down, if you do commit to this, you could just see the poor kid talking to the rest of his teammates And the rest of his teammates going, yeah, no, my mentor John took me to a New York Knicks basketball game, and he
what is this, big brother?
And then they're going to go, Timmy, who do you have? And he's going to go, I got Pete. I haven't heard from him in a month today.
And here's the craziest part. When we walk to the bars every Friday night, we walk right past Pete's fucking house. My guy lives in town, and he doesn't contact me. But don't you think, I was in college, you were in college, if you got paired up with an alumni, and you got to contact him, as the coach says, once a month, right? That's what he wants, at least once a month, his player has to reach out to their alumni guy. I would be the guy, it would be like, you know, May 30th, and I go, oh, fuck, I forgot to, hey, Frank, how you doing? Is the shoe business going, right? Like, it would be a chore, you know? But when I was in college, a 50-year-old man to me was a fucking dinosaur.
Well, what if you were going to Georgetown and your mentor was Patrick Ewing?
Then let's do the program. That's my point. This kid's meant to mow the lawn for 150 yards away from your dorm window. You ever see the guy limping on one leg mowing the corner house? That's your mentor. I'm the only guy who played D3 basketball and needed a hip operation before he reached 52. That's my point. Even if I did get one of these kids, he'd be walking up to the porch. My own daughter would be giving a look like, Bail. I'm telling you.
He don't even play with me.
That's what we did. We did spend a lot of time together. So that's, what else is there? Something else I wanted to tell you about. Saturday, we had a nice weekend together. And Saturday we decide, we only live like 45 minutes from Pennsylvania. So we're going to buy Sadie a new bike. Every year we go to Trek Place. And we trade in the old bike and get her a new Trek because she gets taller and shit. And we bike a lot. So we just want to, we don't do like, hey, it's your birthday, we'll get a bike. When she needs a bike, we get the fucking bike because we want to have her to keep up. So we're going to get her a bike. And then we're going to go to this place in Pennsylvania with bike trails and bike, you know. So I got all the bikes on the back of the Tahoe. I bring her bike, we bring it in. And the guy in the bike place literally has three bikes in this whole place that's always packed. And he's like, yeah, man. I goes, all those bikes over there was used once. He goes, I'm making my money right now fixing bikes. We have no bikes. They're not making any bikes with the pandemic and everything. No bikes have been brought in. Even if you buy a bike, I won't be able to get you that bike until, you know, next year. Crazy. Or next fall, some shit. So I go, what about this bike? Beautiful red bike that's Sadie's size. And he's like, that's my only bike left. And he goes, but here's the other bad news. My computers are down. I can't even take credit card. So you'd have to pay cash. And I'm like, how much? He said, $350 or something. So I go, all right, where's our cash machine? We want to buy that bike. So it's a cash machine, drive-through only. All right? Now, I don't normally do drive-through. I get out of the car. I get out of the car, go in the bank. That's what I do. I get out, go in and get my coffee. The fucking people living in their car seat, right? So I pull up in the Tahoe. I got all these bikes still on the back. And my back window, you know how you have that camera where you can look at when you're backing up? I can't see out of that because I got a blanket over it. And this is what Jackie drives the Tahoe. So I pull up to the, I get up, it's my turn finally to roll down the window and put my card into the machine. So as I open up my wallet, I have two cards and one of them I drop. And it lands on the ground outside. But I can't open my door because I'm fucking pinned up against the thing, right?
Yeah.
So I get my money out with the other one, but now I'm like, how do I tell the car behind me, don't come forward when I pull out because I got to get out of my car and get my fucking card laying on the ground, right? So I'm doing one of these, like the hand wave. The guy behind me is like, the fuck is this guy doing, right? So I go, ah, shit, I'll drive halfway out and then I'll just kind of, I won't go all the way out so he won't come forward because I'm not all the way out. And then I'll just move to the side. So I go to do all that. Bam! I'm like, ah, shit, I'm so embarrassed. I put it in park. I get out, I grab the card. I drive straight to back to the bike shop, and I'm like, I know I fucked up the side of Jackie's Tahoe, but I don't know how bad yet. And I'm like, God. So I get up to the bike shop. I get out. That whole floorboard when you climb into the Tahoe with the chrome,
yeah,
boom, yeah. Just shattered, like big crush, like just tacky. It just then fucked up. Part of plastic broke off. Then there's on the car door, because I hit a yellow pole I didn't see. Oh, God, there's all yellow scraped up against the door. Otherwise, this is a nice Tahoe, right? Now, I said to Jackie, you know, of course, she was really cool. She didn't get that pissed. I'm already in the process of getting it fixed. I was so embarrassed, right? The guy behind me is like, look at this fucking guy. He ruins his Tahoe to get his credit card. I'm such an idiot, right? But I said that. I said to Jackie, if I was like a, you know, a limo driver or an Uber guy who took guys to the airport in a polished up nice Tahoe, could I still use this until I get this fixed? And we were both like, no way, right? Because even though the inside's still nice, the minute you pull up, even with a scratch, aren't you as a commuter like going to getting driven to the airport, you're like, what kind of shithole am I getting into right now, right?
I've had an Uber come to take me to an airport, and the driver's side was smashed in. I told the guy, keep going.
What the f- Now what? Because you just feel like white trash being in a dented Uber like that? Like,
no, I just feel like if this guy can't drive right? Like, I don't know. Like, after hearing that, you think I want you taking me to the airport when you're clipping the yellow cement poles and to get a credit card? It shows me a lot about the experience of the driver.
Yeah, well, bro, I've driven in Europe. I drove in Lebanon, man. I was in Beirut, Lebanon, I drove. So, come on. I mean, you know, shit happens. But nevertheless, I agree. You can't pull up in a scuffed vehicle. So, yeah. That was pretty embarrassing, man. But that's the basis of... what I've been going through. So, bro, what do we do? Over an hour already without a single discussion about the world? I mean, just what kind of show is this? This show is it's just fantastic.
It's a departure from everyday life, bro. It's not about politics, civil unrest. This is about firefighting and buying bikes. It's why people tune in. Now, you went back to get the bike. Now, they do a trade-in where you get credit of the bike you're trading in to get a new bike?
Yeah, if you're really into biking, these kind of bike shops, you know, your kid grows with them, right? So when she first comes in, they measure her. Because I said to Jackie, I'll tell this to any parent out there, it's worth it to pay the extra couple of hundred to get a good bike like a Trek, even when a kid's young, because those bikes are so much lighter. Remember when you were a kid, you go to ride a bike, you can't even pedal the thing. You're like, fuck this. Let's play football or something else. So
wait,
when you
are you pissing?
No. What the fuck is that? Hold on. Oh, Jesus, you scared me. Thank God. I'm in the basement, you know, so I got all these pipes. So when people flush or something, you hear it come down the pipe, but it's actually raining outside, storming.
I thought
one of the pipes burst, bro.
What? Bro, I thought you were pissing underneath the desk. Into your piss can.
I haven't had to, but I do have it. You know, you remember when I showed you the video of my studio setup?
Yeah.
I told DJ Hank and Mark, who does the video, I go, when Sebastian says I saw your video, your setup, I go, cut to that so when people watch the show on video, they can see the setup. The next morning, I woke up and I said, don't put that up there, because I don't want people to judge this show based on my setup, even though I love it. You know, some other people, like Jackie came down there, and she didn't say what I thought she'd say about it. So I'm like, you know what, people don't... They don't need to see how the sausage gets made. You know what I'm saying, bro? That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. So...
Yeah.
What else did I want to... So yesterday was actually the first time I went out and around people at the farmer's market, and it was outdoor. but I know why this thing is.
Masked up, though, right?
I was. I wear a bandana. I look like I'm going to rob a stagecoach. That's the look I'm going
wow.
for.
Wow. All right. All right. Now, not one of those typical bandanas like Scott Baio tied around his thigh in Happy Days.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? They're like $1, right?
It's a black bandana, but it's got elastic in the back. You don't have to tie it.
Oh, all right.
And it just hangs. It looks like, you know, I know we talked about the mask and like customizing the mask, but with sunglasses and this bandolero I got coming off my it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, when we went on our bike ride, we knew part of our bike ride was going to take us into town. So I turned to Jackie and I go, I'm puking as I say this, but because I have the bike bag hooked up to the back of the bike, I go, but don't ask, I already got the masks in the side pocket in case we see a store and we want to go in. And that's what happened. We parked the bikes, we all got to put on our masks. A fucking Wuhan fucking situation. Anyway, so what's up? How'd you have a good time at the park?
I know why this thing is spreading. I know why this thing is spreading. It's the people. The people don't know what the fuck they're doing. I'm sitting out buying strawberries, right? And there's nobody else at the strawberry counter. And the thing is a tent. You know how like they have the displays at a farmer's market. They have a long table of strawberries.
Right.
And I'm getting a guy telling, yeah, give me 3 bushels. And the person come right next to me. Right next to me. Like there's a whole area to go to look at the strawberry. This person come right next to me going, how much are the... I go, that's why we can't get rid of the virus, because you don't know how to fucking keep your mouth shut. No mask, right? And she's spitting all over the strawberries.
Wow.
So now I know why. And I left.
Did you really say that to her, some version of that?
No, I didn't say anything. I'm telling you. This is why.
Oh.
But the guy's like, how many bushels you want? And I go, I'm good. And I walked away. Like, you ever do something where you hope the person gets it? Like I was hoping that person would turn and go, oh, he probably left because I don't have a mask on and I'm spitting on the strawberries. You ever hope the person gets it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, sometimes some of these people, like, to this point you make, and I go into Walmart, and it says you got to wear a mask to go in there. I go in there with my mask on. There's seemingly security. There's a dude right there looking like he's going to tell me to put it on if I don't. Then I go in, and there's, like, quite a few people not wearing them. And I'm wondering if these are people that have been tested, and they're how do you pronounce that?
Symptomatic.
Yeah, and, you know, once you're asymptomatic, you're like, fucking Superman, and you know there's no kryptonite. You got blinders on. I'm like, hey, you know, you go home and deal with what you got to do. I do what I want with the strawberries. I'm asymptomatic, baby. And I think the more people that test that way, you'll be able to point them out. They'll be walking with a confidence and a disregard for the rest of us.
Now, this person that came up next to me, believe me, I think had more than coronavirus. It's like one of the, you ever see one of these people go, they ain't healthy. Just on the look alone, you know?
Right. The kind of person, you ever look at them and go, if they're not dead, then I'm good. You know? Until that guy dies, right? What the fuck? I do that shit all the time.
If they're not dead.
It's no shit. So, but look, to your point, and I'll end this part of it on this from my end at least, are we out or are we not out? Because we're either out and we're out, or we're out, but, you know, we're getting into disagreements over strawberries, and that's just one of a zillion, man. Everywhere I go, people are like, put on your mask, asshole. And it's like, you know, it's until it's, like, completely done or whatever, it's always going to be these situations.
I beg you, give me the courage, the strength to wear the mask a little longer. Allow sorrow one last ride.
Thank you.
No, I agree. I just rather stay inside and let me know when everything's back to normal, and then I'll come out, put my shoes on, and live my life. Until then, I might have to go back to the fire department this week. And here's, and I'll close on this. If I go back to the fire department,
yeah,
and the guys that were there aren't there, and it's a new shift, do you think I could go, no, I was here last week with the pizzas. Can I get on the rig? Like, or do I got to keep showing up with shit?
Oh man, I don't think you have to keep showing up with shit. I mean, actually, I think if you showed up with shit a second time, they'd be like, "Come on, what is this guy? Like, fucking delivery service? You don't have to bring." Yeah, I don't think you need to. You know what I mean? Do you think it's a little too soon to go back? Well, when are you going? I think you go. I think take both kids, go, and just be like, hey, you know, guys, there's not much we can do. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to take you up on it.
Yeah.
That's it. Again, mask up or on the were they masked up when they came out? I'm curious.
No.
Yeah.
That's no like masks.
Even when we went in that store in Pennsylvania, when I came out of the store and I'm talking to Jackie and Sadie, they, you know, for a while, they had already taken their masks off. And after like 10 minutes, right before we got on the bikes, I look at Jackie, I go, oh, my God. I had my mask on for like 10 extra minutes than I had to. How fucking embarrassing is that? And she's like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize it. What the fuck? Like, if the second I have it on and I don't need to, I'm like, I whip that shit off. Go back. If anything, bring pastries, though. Don't bring.
Yeah, I'm bringing nothing. I'm not bringing anything. That's I'm just going to bring my family and say, hey, man, we want to go on the rig. Could you pull it out? And I see that they take the fire hose and they shoot it off the mountain. I wouldn't mind holding on to a fire hose just to see the type of pressure that thing gives.
That would be pretty interesting to check it out. Yeah. Wow. Man. Seems like you're going to become a volunteer. Can you ride your bike or is it on a hill? That's always a nice touch. I feel like we were just biking by. I figured I'd take you up on the
No bike. You get clipped and get killed.
All right. Well, keep us posted, man.
I will. There you have it. Pete and Sebastian show coming to you every week. Share the show. We always have a good time doing this. So just share it with your friends and family. We appreciate the listenership. And we will see you here next week, people.
Good hanging.
Good hang.
The show has ended.
I've had an Uber come to take me to an airport, and the driver's side was smashed in. I told the guy, keep going.